second parak, we have a series of Mishnayot that are interconnected that seem to offer, some of them, no advice, and that we remain with the question, I think, when we finish them. Those are Mishnayot Yud through Yud Dalet. This is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and his students, his five main students. For example, we stand in front of a Mishnah that reads, he had five students. These are they: Reb Lezer ben Hurkanus, we know as Reb Lezer, Reb Yoshua ben Chananya, whom we know as Reb Yoshua, Reb Yossi HaKohen, Reb Shim ben Nisanel, and Reb Lezer ben Aruch. That's the end of the Mishnah. It looks like, you know, like some Hasidim. It sounds like Hasidim. We were talking about the Hasidim who are by the whatever Rebbe we're talking about. What's the point of it? What do I learn from it? Not only that, the next Mishnah goes on and tells me that he would count, or he would detail the praise, the unique praise that he could assign to each one of these students. And following the same order again, Reb Lezer was a bar sud sheino ma'abei tipa. Whatever he learned, he retained. Reb Yoshua ben Chananya, ashrei yolatato. Fortunate is the person who gave birth to him. What does it have to do with him? And once again at the end, we meet Reb Lezer ben Aruch. It's always a surprise for people to meet him because they haven't heard of him. Kimayan hamit gaber. He is the ever-renewing spring that's always renewing itself. It's endless source of water, fresh. Not only that, the next Mishnah Yud Beit. We're trying to figure out who was the greatest one. And in the end, in the Mishnah, the last opinion in the Mishnah is that if all the Chachmei Yisrael were on one scale, and Reb Lezer ben Hurkanus was with those Chachmei Yisrael, but on the other scale was Reb Lezer ben Aruch, whom we haven't heard of, he would outweigh them all. And then he gives them the challenge. These great, you know, like you could say, what challenge would we expect him to give them? We'd expect them, Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai would say, there's a famous question of the Rabbi Kiva Eger. You get the, I'm not being historical, but you get the idea. Famous question of the Rabbi Kiva Eger, or the Ramban, or whoever. I want you to give me the best answer. Whoever gives the best answer, that's what I'm looking for. Said he gives him the following task. And the following task is, the task is not a question of Reb Chaim, or a question of Rabbi Kiva Eger, or Pshat in the Ramban. He says, go out and see what is the good way that a person should cling to, sheyidbak b'adam. Right? Notice, he's not even telling them to learn. Right? He doesn't say, go in the... If I want you to learn something, do I tell you to go out of the Beis Medrash? Chas v'shalom. He says, tzu, go out, which means go out of the Beit Midrash, and see, in the real world, in the way people really live, what is the best quality, a quality that you should take hold of and not let depart from your grasp ever? Sheyidbak b'adam. And we have five opinions about the best quality. You know you expect already. Who the winner is. Who's going to be the winner? Elazar ben Aruch, whom we've never heard of. And what's the winning quality? Lev Tov, right? There are qualities suggested Ayin Tova, a generosity. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, Chaver Tov, a good friend, a Shachein Tov, a good neighbor. Haroet Hanola, the person who anticipates the future. Right? He sees what's going to be. Right? Today we proved that today that the what is it called, the P5 plus 1 is not so much of a roes hanolad. Reb Lazar says Rabbi ben Aruch lev tov, and Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai says Reb Lazar ben Aruch is the best roa ani at divrei Lazar ben Aruch mi divreichem should be chlal dvar of divreichem, because whatever you've said is included in what he said. And then the final Mishnah in this series of Mishnayot, what is the worst midah that you have to stay far away from? And unsurprisingly, the winner is once again Rav Lazar ben Aruch. Okay? And the winning worst quality is Levra. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai lauds Rav Lazar ben Aruch. So this suggests something very, very strongly. Okay? It suggests we better find out who Elazar ben Aruch is. It's telling us that this Mishnah is constructed in such a way as to lead you necessarily to the question, because it's so odd, that's to the question that you must ask, who is this person? Why don't I know about him? Because otherwise you won't understand what is happening here. So this is once again an illustration of the idea we spoke about once before, that in Pirkei Avos, the lives of the people who are talking are in some way have to be a life lived with the wisdom, or in light of the wisdom that they're expressing. They're not just people who have good ideas. There are people who live the good ideas. But if Rav Lazar ben Aruch was so great, and he lived this great idea of Lev Tov, which we will actually see tomorrow in Yirtzeh Hashem, then why don't we know anything about him? What happened? That question, too, we will try to answer.